Our gradual hymn is number 246, and we will sing three verses for the gospel in three up.
Listen to the good news proclaimed in the Gospel according to St. Mark. Mark chapter 1, beginning to read from verse 9. Glory to Christ our Savior. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my son, the beloved, with you I am well pleased." And the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness for 40 days, tempted by Satan. And he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise Christ our Lord.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Good morning once again to all attending our first Sunday in Lent and third Sunday service of the year 2021. And a warm welcome to all our visitors this morning. It feels really good to be able to attend church again on a regular basis. And we know that this is indeed the place where we gather as one family of God to worship, pray, and draw strength from the bread of life for a new week ahead. Last week, Sunday, we reflected on and spoke about the transfiguration of our Lord before his disciples and their witnessing of the conversation between Jesus, Moses, and Elijah. And what was probably the most radical experience for the disciples at that time was the fact that God had spoken to confirm that Jesus was the beloved Son and that they should listen to him. Today we are reminded of this once more, a voice proclaiming that Jesus is the beloved Son with whom God is pleased. Jesus had been baptized by John in the Jordan, and just as he came up out of the water, the heavens tore apart and the Spirit descended on Jesus like a dove. A voice came from the same heaven and proclaimed that Jesus is the beloved Son. Not long after his baptism, we read that the Spirit who descended on him like a dove had driven him out into the desert, where he fasted for 40 days and was tempted by the devil. The text says that Jesus had been with wild beasts and that there were angels who were waiting on him. By the time that the 40 days had passed, John had been arrested, and Jesus went to the area of Galilee, where he proclaimed the good news of God, saying to the people, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." Some Bible commentaries explain that this text is one of the pivotal ones where Jesus is inaugurated at his baptism as the anointed Son of God. His ministry only takes flight after the Spirit descends on him and after the voice of heaven confirms that he is the beloved Son. These commentaries also state that the mention of John's arrest just before the ministry of Jesus also indicates that proclaiming the good news ultimately came with a price. John, as we know, also preached, and when baptizing converts, he would say, as we note in Matthew chapter 3, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near," just as Jesus did in verse 15 of today's gospel text. John's proclamation of the good news had landed him in jail, and not too long after Jesus' own ministry, with the folk of his day, nail him to a cross for proclaiming the good news as well. The fact that Jesus fasted for 40 days leaves scholars to make the assumption that these 40 days of fasting in the wilderness is somehow linked to the 40 years that the Israelites spent in the desert before entering the promised land. Now, scholars of the Bible then and now have made their own theological findings when it comes to the life of Jesus. They have studied the history, and they have found many manuscripts that make it much easier to assess why Jesus did what he had done, and how certain aspects of his life can be linked to men and women of the Old Testament. And it is most refreshing when we research the life of Jesus, and it is good to see what biblical scholars have found, and how, when we dig deeper and ask more questions, it is most apparent that Jesus was indeed the beloved Son. We know this because it is written all over history, and the impact of his wonderful deeds and his dying on the cross has left us with adoration for him more than 2,000 years later. But what does the biblical text and passages about the life of Jesus mean to us today, in our current circumstances and in our own personal way of life? What does this specific gospel text really mean to us this morning? Many times we cannot pinpoint historical findings when it comes to the life, baptism, and ministry of Jesus. And as Christians, we believe in the mystery behind the works of God. And these things can seldom be explained by scholars and explained academically. What is it then that we can draw from this text today? And especially during the time of Lent, where we need to sit and reflect, repent, and as the rector mentioned on Ash Wednesday, We need to fast on all the things that drive us away from Christ and feast on the joy that we find in him. What is the meaning of Jesus being in the desert? We know that Jesus was human, and we know that he was tempted by the devil. It is in the account of Luke and Matthew that give an extensive dialogue between Jesus and his opponent. And here we find that Jesus had triumphed over the devil because he solely decided to rely completely on God to see him through his wilderness period. What stood out from the text for me this time around is that Jesus was assisted by angels. And we somehow overlook this sentence when we talk about the Lord and his fasting in the desert. We only talk about his triumph over the devil and his reliance on God to sustain him. But we hardly speak of the supernatural beings as we know them that waited on Jesus while he had been in the desert. Jesus had needed some assistance because he was truly human. We know this because he cried out on the cross. The pain was too much to bear. And whether we believe in angels or not, this here is proof that if we remain faithful in our journey with Christ, even in the wilderness periods of our own lives, he will indeed remain faithful to us by assisting us every step of the way. God has never been a God who forgets about us during our own wilderness period. And whether they were angels in human form, somehow God has always sent angels to assist us in our time of need too. And this too remains a mystery, because somehow some people just know when to be of service to us in our own desert periods. Perhaps it was a pat on the back, or a phone call when we were feeling down. Perhaps it was the silent prayer that we know nothing of. Perhaps it was the smile of the waiter. Perhaps it was the still small voice in the afternoon breeze that kept us going through our own wilderness period. God had provided what we needed in this time. We have our own lives, our own belief systems, and we decided on Ash Wednesday what it was that we needed fasting for. Whatever it may be this morning, remember the mysterious works of God. God will always, always see us through our wilderness periods. May we embrace this thought today. Amen.